Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Mead. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Jeremy Slate. Now, Commend Your Brand is a public relations and communications company. Their motto is, through the power of podcasts, we help leaders that want to change the world. Commend Your Brand is a podcast publicity agency that gets through thought leaders on top-rated podcasts.
Before we bring on Jeremy, let me ask you, are you tired of the high processing cost of your current invoicing system? How about those delayed payments? Or worse, manually processing your invoices? I've been there. That's why I want to share with you my new favorite innovative company that is changing the way I do invoices in my business, Invoice Crowd. Invoice Crowd simplifies invoicing, expense tracking, and accounting, saving me time and money. As a result of Invoice Crowd, you too can start generating professional invoices in a matter of seconds. That's with a snap of a finger, y'all. So many robust features, such as automating your workflow to hundreds of customizable templates to scale up your business and ensure that you, my friend, is getting paid fast. Invoice Crowd supports PayPal, Stripe, Card Connect, and more. And you'll get all this for practically nothing. Invoice Crowd's free account gives you unlimited invoices. That's unheard of. The premium plan, get this, is less than a dollar a day. Check out Invoice Crowd at www.invoicecrowd.com. because you do not want to miss this opportunity to sign up and start processing your invoices with fewer clicks and access your invoice data quickly, accurately, and start getting paid for the great service you provide. All right, morning enthusiasts, let's get back to the show.
Now, Jeremy is the founder of the Create Your Own Life podcast, a show to help people create life on their own terms. He studied literature at Oxford University. He specializes in using podcasting and new media to create celebrity and was ranked number one in the iTunes New and Noteworthy and is consistently in the top 200 in the iTunes business category. That is quite impressive. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm stoked to be able to add some value to your audience today.
Fantastic. It's an honor. Tell us, when did you start Commend Your Brand?
So it started in 2016 as Get Featured Media and became Command Your Brand in 2017 when we had one of our former partners part ways. So, we kind of needed a new name and everything like that. And that's how that came to be.
Oh, okay. So, tell us what is it that you do, and how has you helped businesses market their business?
Sure. So we're a PR firm that's focused on the podcast industry. So what we really do is find out exactly who you need to be in front of, because the ability to niche in podcasts, just, you know, as much as I do, is incredible. So what we do is you find out just who you need to be in front of. We locate shows just like that. Then we actually have a coaching process where we take clients through what we call story, message, call to action, to really tie down, you know, how they're going to show up as a guest on an interview. And then we locate shows, get them booked. And we also teach content repurposing around that, because what you're doing with all this content you're creating is vital. So we also teach our clients what to do with all this content they've created.
So there's a lot of coaching around it. It's not just, I'm going to book you on a podcast. It's what you're going to say, how you're going to frame your story, how you're going to tap into the emotion of the people, and actually you're going to add value, deliver.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be fair to anybody, like, you know, the client or the host, because at the same time, like, you want to make sure that person's going to show up like a rock star to help their own brand, but also help the show that they're being a part of, because this is all about an educational platform and adding value to people. And if you're not going to show up in that way, it's kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah. And so how long do you work with them?
So we have two different ways to work with clients. We work with them for either 6 months or a year. And then we also have clients that have been with us for a few years, because they'll stick around for, you know, and because they enjoy that process. So typically it's 6 months to a year that somebody's going to be with us.
Interesting. And all right. Now I'm in the podcast business, so I know it's no easy task, but it is definitely a great way to increase following, to acquire new customers.
Yes.
Tell us about that process with your clients.
So we find that, you know, like in front of the right audience, a lot of times, and you've probably seen this, is somebody gets to the end of an interview and they're like, where can I find you? And they give like 37 different locations where somebody can find them online. And I try to have them first and foremost have a mindset shift. You know, what value are you going to add here so that people see you as an extremely helpful person? So this is a relationship building tool, and you want to give people a place to continue that relationship after an interview. So we usually say to give away something that's going to be either a tool or a short training or something like that, that's going to help somebody get a win off of hearing you on a podcast. So we really try and make sure that that whole thing is set up, and then they come into your email system, or they come into your Facebook group, or whatever it may be, and they get to continue getting value from you. And then if that could turn into becoming a customer or a great fan that refers other customers. And that's really what it's about, is it's using this as an incredible relationship building tool to continue that relationship after the podcast.
Yeah, it's actually, you make very good sense. It's crucial to give something away, because to just list out your email address, your website, then what's the incentive of going on there?
But it can get a little crazy too, because like some people will be like, and my Instagram handle is, and they're the ones that like don't have their Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter that are all the same. So they start listing out all the different ones and you're like, oh my gosh, please stop. I can't remember any of these.
Yeah. And so you're suggesting just having one, and then once they sign in, send email and something free, like a free book or content that is valuable.
Yeah. And it's for us, it's we give away, we have two different ways we do it. We have a free training, and we also have a free PDF that we give out. And that also comes with 7 days of emails where we give out something like really helpful every day. And that's the same thing as well, is it's not just like, okay, cool, you're on my list, it's time to start, you know, blasting you, but it's actually content that's been curated to help you get more value in your life and in your business.
Okay. Yeah. And then it won't seem overwhelming, because it's not junk, because it's applicable. If they're on your website, then they're interested.
Yes. 100%.
Okay. That answers it. So tell me about what you did before this. How did you get started into this? Why podcasts?
So I have my master's in ancient history. I studied that right out of college, and I taught high school for a little bit, was not super happy in doing that. And then in 2012, my mom ended up having a really, really bad stroke, and it kind of, you know, really affected my family and affected me personally, where I'm kind of realizing like, what am I doing here and what's the impact I'm going to make? So I went through a number of different businesses till I found something that actually even worked for me. The first being network marketing. Then I sold life insurance. Then I sold products on Amazon, but forgot and left the get my product for a dollar code on my listing. So I lost all of my products in like 9 minutes. So I tried a bunch of things that just didn't work, and I ended up working at a friend's web design firm, building websites, because I had taught myself from watching YouTube videos. And I started a podcast as a hobby because I had been a listener since like 2009 when podcasts were a lot of audiobooks. And then the one podcast I still listen to called The No Agenda Show. So I had always enjoyed the platform. And I'm like, okay, so let me go for this. And I launched a podcast called Rock Your Life. And it was absolutely atrocious. The cover art was made in Microsoft Paint. The interviews were like interrogations. And there was like no microphones or anything like that. It was just like me talking at my MacBook. So it just was not very good quality. And I quit it in about 2 months. And it wasn't until towards the end of 2015, November to be exact, that I launched my current show, which is called Create Your Own Life. And I approached it more as a professional, had better design, had, you know, real microphones. I also made a list of the top 100 people that I most admired. And I reached out to a lot of those people and I had pretty good success at getting a lot of those people to say yes to being guests on the podcast.
Yeah, because you've built that network. How did you go about that, reaching out to them?
So initially it was using something called Email Hunter, where you can, which is now called, it was called emailhunter.io. Now it's called hunter.io. And you can put in any website and it'll tell you all the existing email addresses at that site. So I would try to get the email for the person that I really wanted to talk to. And I read an email directly to them. And that's initially how, you know, I got a lot of those first reach outs out there to be able to get the message in front of the person I wanted to talk to, explain to them my purpose, what I was doing here, and how I wanted to help the world. And a lot of the early adopters bought into that. And I learned a lot more advanced strategies as I went along, like how to deal with PR firms, how to deal with assistants and things like that. But initially it was finding existing emails at a different website and pitching the person I wanted to speak to.
Yeah, very direct. Hunter.io. I have not heard of it, but it's a search engine to find emails for well-known individuals.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like it doesn't have every single email out there on the web, because what it actually does is it scrapes the internet and looks for mentions of certain emails. So you have a pretty good success rate of the emails being good, like, you know, 90% success rate of the emails actually working. So it's a pretty handy tool. And I think you get 100 searches a month for free or something like that.
Yeah, I know we were talking earlier about how before you got on the show, you just finished your cold shower. And I mentioned, so have I. I want to get into, Jeremy, right now, your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
So typically, I like to be up between 6 and 7. The last couple of days, it's been 7 because we have a 16-month-old. And, you know, it's been trying to make things work a little bit differently. And sleep hasn't always been as much as I'd like. But typically, up between 6 and 7. And first thing I do is I actually eat breakfast first. I know a lot of people don't agree with that. But for me, I you know, you're fasting all night, so I want to get that in my system. I get my LinkedIn content out first thing. And after that, I'm then heading to the gym. I usually do a 30 to 45 minute workout. And I do a lot of volume training and a lot of compound movement training. So I'll do that first. Then I will come back and I do a 3 to 5 minute cold shower, because that's about the amount of time that it needs to be. And usually what you do is after you clean yourself with warm water and everything like that, you turn around and you let the cold water hit the top of your upper back, because that's the main storage of what's called brown fat in your body. And there's two types of fat. There's brown fat and white fat. White fat is the harder to burn, and brown fat is the actual more like thermogenic, meaning it burns other fat in your body. So if you get it cold, it actually activates it and helps you to raise your base metabolic rate. So you burn a little bit more body fat. And at the same time, it gets rid of inflammation in joints, things like that, and also helps you to fight infection and stuff like that better as well. So I get that out right away, jump out of the shower, feel awesome. And from there, I jump on to interviews and emails. I'm usually not doing any work stuff before like 9:30 or 10, because I want to make sure I have everything done that I need to get done, whether it's email or whether it's a lot of smaller projects and stuff, before I talk to people.
So for the white fat, is that around your abdominal area more?
That's typically where you're going to see abdominals, you know, back of your arms, stuff like that. So you really want to activate the brown fat, because like I said, it's more thermogenic. And what that means is it's a fat that burns other fat. So if you can activate that, it's actually going to help you to burn body fat.
To burn other body fats.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, there was a product for a long time, and I think it's still out there, called Muscle Milk. And the reason it was so, it had a lot of fat in it. And the reason it was so popular is because it has that brown thermogenic type fat in it, which is what actually burns the other body fat that you have.
That's fantastic, because I'm a big advocate for cold showers, and I have an app. And one of the habits is take a cold shower, make the last 60 seconds ice cold. Yeah, that's one of my Hit Savers app that is coming out in a few weeks. And to hear the science behind it is mind-blowing, because I know that it relieves stress. I know that it increases, it's a wake-up call.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you're more awake after that than after anything in your life. You're like, whoa, I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. And to know now hear the health benefits beyond like just mental, like it can physically help increase metabolism and help you lose weight.
Well, and the health benefits as well, like it's really good for your immune system, which a lot of people don't realize. Like it actually helps your body to fight disease better by putting in a cold state like this for a little bit. And it's interesting too, because I've experimented with different lengths of time. When I was really crazy, I used to do 10-minute cold showers. And then I read some research where I found that if you actually, you know, have the cold water hit you for 3 to 5 minutes, it's just as beneficial as if you did it for 10. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'm not going to stand under the cold water for 10 minutes. Then I'll stop doing that.
So more than 60 seconds, more than a minute. So 1 to 3 minutes.
Well, 3 to 5 minutes. So I used to do 10, which was nuts. You'd get out of there and you'd be like almost hypothermic. So I found 3 to 5 has, based on a bunch of research I did, a lot of the same health benefits as if you did longer.
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, because it's good to know that there is another person out there that is not crazy and understands the benefits of cold showers.
And it's funny because I can't always get other people to take me up on it, because they'll do it for a day and they're like, wow, you're insane. How do you do this every day? And I'm like, well, the first couple of times were really hard. It was even harder when I took a cold shower in upstate New York in the winter when it was very, very cold up there. But hey, you make it work, right?
Yeah. And now it becomes so ingrained in my ritual and my routine that my morning routine is not complete unless I get that done.
Yes, 100%. Because you feel more awake, you feel better. You know, it gets rid of a lot of that brain fog and stuff like that. So you feel great.
Absolutely. And another way to get rid of brain fog that I want to suggest is hydration first thing in the morning, because you are absolutely right. We are fasting the night before. And so at that fasted rate, we lose a lot of water, especially people who sweat at night. So it's good to replenish in the morning with a glass of warm water to get rid of brain fog, but also to help rid of toxins built up.
Yeah, you're overly dehydrated in the morning. So that's a really good point, because there's a couple other things I do, which I never thought of them as part of my morning routine, but actually I have a green drink in the morning, which has a full day's serving of fruit and vegetables. I also do 2 tablespoons of liquid collagen, which actually is good for your joints, and it helps to regenerate a lot of your cartilage and stuff like that. And then I also do the glass of water, like you mentioned as well, because it helps to rehydrate you. I think a lot of times people wake up in the morning and they have a headache and they're like, I didn't drink anything last night. Why do I have a headache? And it's because you wake up so dehydrated because you've been sleeping all night without liquid in your body. So you actually really need that liquid first thing.
For sure. You can't go too long without water. Food, yes. You can go days without food, but water, like, you need it. And so the brain is over 70% of water, right? So you need, like, if you're going without water for so long, you can imagine that's why the brain fog happens, and you really can't think, right? It's like a fishbowl up there, a dirty fishbowl.
100%.
Yeah. So that is fantastic. And the collagen piece of it, I'm just looking at your picture right now. So collagen has more benefits because you have great skin and great hair. Collagen actually helps.
I guess I was just lucky in that way, but the collagen, so I had major knee surgery when I was 19. So what year is that? That's like 14 years ago. So I had major knee surgery, and I healed in like a third of the time, and it kind of freaked my doctor out. He's like, wow, you're really healthy. And it was like, no, actually I used to work at a gym, and I had a woman approach me at the gym, and she said, well, I see you just had, you know, your ACL, PCL, meniscus replaced. Have you, ever experimented with collagen? I'm like, isn't that good for your skin? She's like, well, actually, collagen is one of the building blocks to not just proteins, but also the ligaments, tendons, and cartilage and stuff in your joints. So your body can actually use that to rebuild a lot of those things. So it actually, I had my knee surgery heal in like a third of the time, and it kind of freaked my doctor out. So ever since then, when I've kind of been a user of collagen.
Yeah, I take a scoop every day with my green smoothie as well. We have a very similar routine, Jeremy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Success leaves clues, right? It leaves a trail. And these are the tools, that the habits that will set you up for success.
100%.
Tell us, how can we connect with you?
Totally. Well, the best place to find me right now is on Instagram, but I also put together a really awesome training for your audience if they're looking to get attention in the podcast space. And I know everything that I didn't know off the bat. And I want to really cut that learning curve for them so they can get out there and get that attention. So they can get that over at commandyourbrand.com/free training. This is going to be the best 35 minutes that they have ever spent. And at the end of that, they'll get an option to either find out more about our services, or they can just walk away, you know, learning a lot of information that 35 minutes is so going to be worth their time.
Fantastic. Morning enthusiasts, you've heard it here first. This has been Jeremy from Command Your Brand. Please do check out the information on the show notes below to get in contact with him. Jeremy, I thank you so much for coming to the show.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you having me. This is a ton of fun because I don't get to talk about my morning routine a lot and people kind of think I'm crazy.
You are not alone, my brother. You are not alone.
Thank you so much and have an amazing day.
You too.
All right, morning enthusiasts, I want to get back on here to let you know about how Invoice Crowd simplifies invoicing, expense tracking, and accounting, saving me, again, time and money. And so as a result of Invoice Crowd, you too can start generating professional invoices in a matter of seconds. So many robust features, such as automating your workflow to hundreds of customizable templates to scale up your business to ensure that you, my friend, is getting paid fast. Invoice Crowd supports PayPal, Stripe, Card Connects, and more. And you'll get all this for practically nothing. Invoice Crowd's free account gives you unlimited invoices. That's unheard of. The premium plan, get this, is less than $1 a day. Y'all, check out Invoice Crowd at www.invoicecrowd.com because you do not want to miss this great opportunity to sign up and start processing your invoices with fewer clicks and access your invoice data quickly, accurately, and start getting paid for the great services you provide. All right, morning enthusiasts, I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.